You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Teen Mom. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Teen Mom news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Teen Mom.
Yeah, hello, Isabel.
Hi.
Hey, we got some new sounds.
Okay, everybody, we are here back once again, Teen Mom 2. What was the name of this episode? It was the beginning of the end, right?
Yes.
The beginning of the end. I remember seeing
that. I was about to read.
Phil, I want to update everybody on the towels in the bathroom again. We have a return of towel issues. I smelled a little bit of mildew, so can we take care of that, please? Let me take care of that. Anyway, no, just kidding. We're here. Isabel is here. Mari is not here. Star Session is not here.
Right.
We miss both of them.
Yes.
We like what they have to say and their input. But me and Isabel are going to do the best we can to give you guys a good rundown and after talk, after buzz talk about this show, the beginning of the end. Okay.
I sense that's not sincere, although I have no idea why.
Wow. Phil has some new toys.
Yes, he does.
Phil, can we expect you to be playing with your toys the entire show?
That did not sound right.
Nah, because you guys have such a short amount of time, I won't play with you guys as much. But, you know, I took the towel thing to heart, so now this is my payback. This is my payback for the towel comment.
It's not a negative thing. I'm just letting you know that there's towel issues back, you know, again. That's all. But, okay. So, Isabel, shall we begin? Let's talk about...
Who?
Well, you know what? The show started with Leah.
Okay, so you want to do Leah?
Yeah, let's do Leah.
And then
after Leah, we'll probably do our good friend Caitlin. Okay, well, first of all, I took good notes as I normally do on the show when I watched it, but I left them at the office.
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't help. Okay. But I remember.
Oh, honey, the buses don't go where you live, do they?
I remember that my notes for Caitlin were basically one line that said the baby had a nice play place.
Why don't we do then Leah?
Okay.
Caitlin.
Okay. And then...
why don't we start with Chelsea?
Okay.
Caitlin.
Okay. And then Leah and then Janelle
Leah
at the end?
And then Janelle at the end. Yes, let's leave the best for the
last. So I remember, because I can see my notes in my head, I remember that what I wrote for Chelsea was Adam again, because here we got a situation where it starts out, and apparently we don't know how long it's been since the last show.
Right.
One of the things that you mentioned to me was about how it looked like maybe the babies were like a lot older and their face changed, right?
They look cuter. They're growing into something.
I mean, maybe Aubrey, Chelsea's daughter, looked a little bit older, I guess.
So did Caitlin's baby. That's where I actually noticed it.
Really?
And then I saw the twins.
The twins, I was going to say, maybe they got like a little taller and longer.
Yeah. Well, I'm just focusing on their faces. You know, babies' faces change every month.
Yeah.
And I saw a big difference. So.
Okay. Well, I agree with you maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Sure. But... But yeah, so Chelsea, some time has gone by, and the same old thing, Adam and her, back and forth, but this time it's Adam actually calling her and saying, you know what, you just need to get it through your head that I don't want to be with you and need you to move on.
Speaking of calls, would you like to take our fan call?
Of course we would.
All right. caller. On the line.
Hi.
Hello, caller. Who is this?
This is Patty from Toronto.
Hello, Patty.
How are you, AfterBuzz?
We are good. Thank you for calling. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I felt like you needed a third opinion tonight since Mari's not there.
Hey, look at that. You know what? You are correct. You are correct. So, Patty, right? Patty?
Yeah.
Okay, Patty, did you have something on your mind you wanted to start out with, or do you want to just hang in there for a second?
I'll listen to what you guys are saying, and then you can ask me what I think.
Okay, good. We're glad you called. Okay, so going back to Chelsea, and it starts out where she lets us know that Adam has broken up with her, and she's what does she do first? She's getting ready to go to work. She wants to go talk to her friend still. I mean, what is it going to take?
Well, I think work is going to take, or getting out of the house. We've never seen this girl outside the house aside from home, mom, and maybe a few lunches with or dinners with dad. That's it. That's it. I don't even know if she has any other friends aside from the one that just announced that she's now pregnant. I mean, we never see her around anyone. Yeah. So I think it's hopefully her starting to work is going to open her eyes and something new, something out there. I mean, she even looked fresh when she came back from work.
Yeah.
It's like she's never done anything, you know? So I think she just needs to go and socialize.
You know what? You're right. When she went to work, she got to interact with other people, but she also, with the big thing, so she got to miss her daughter.
Yes.
And she was so happy to come home. And so that can put something into perspective for you and realize that, you know what, this guy is not the whole world,
right?
You know, the beginning and the end. But if you're sitting at home alone all day with your kid you know, then maybe that's part of the reason why she feels that. But, you know, I was impressed with her. She at least said to the tan salon owner, so do any guys come in here?
Yes.
You know, at least we saw her like, thinking about it, you know.
She needed some air. That's all this girl needed.
But, you know.
I thought her mom, too, was really sweet with her. Instead of saying,
yes,
you know, oh, Adam's terrible, she said, you know what, there's someone out there for you.
Right.
And she was not dwelling on how bad Adam is, but was thinking about the future, which is not what everybody else in Chelsea's life just always talk about how bad Adam is. So I like that.
Right. No.
Mom was a little more
agreed. That was nice. And there was still a common thread, right? Every single person she talked to said, dude, you just have to give it up. He's not going to change. He's not going to do it.
Right.
The mom said that part too, but you're right, Patty. It was nice that she added sort of the positive.
Right.
And she was the only one that said, wow, it must be really hard. You know, it must be really difficult. She was like really empathetic with her.
And every time she mentioned Adam to anyone, she started with, why doesn't he like me?
Yeah.
What have I done wrong? And the mom stopped her and said, well, what is it that you like about Adam?
Yeah.
And I waited for the answer,
yes.
And there was nothing there. She just said...
It was pretty weak. She was like, he told me he loved me one time.
Like way back. I actually, when she said that, I was like, I'm very interested for the first time Chelsea is...
Yeah.
Getting my attention. And she just replied with, well, he says I love you.
Yeah, he did. She said, one, like, he used to.
Before.
Yeah, she said he used
to. And she does mention that, you know, for all girls out there that get too excited once they get pregnant, she mentioned it. He stopped caring or even looking at me once I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, at least she's not blind to it, but she notices that that's what happened.
That's so sad.
And, you know, she even said it's hard for her to understand, and she said this, I think, to her friend and to her dad and to her mom, the same thing. How could I like him so much and he not like me at all? Or how could this hurt so much and he not hurt at all?
Feel anything.
You know, and I mean, I don't have an explanation because obviously he was with her at some point. I mean, they were in a relationship at some point, you know what I mean, to they were boyfriend, you know.
Yeah. And whenever I see her with him, I want to go back all the way to the beginning because I've lost touch of how it was on her first season just to see if Adam was even there. But all I remember is Adam always leaving, even when she was pregnant.
Yes.
Always leaving, working in the cars, trucks. It was never Chelsea.
Mm. Hey, Patty in Toronto.
Yeah.
So what do you bring as far as your life experience? Do you have kids of your own?
No, I don't have kids.
Uh-huh.
But I'm 29, so a lot of my friends have kids. I know a lot of parents, but she needs to find someone new, Chelsea.
Yeah.
She just needs to get her mind to realize that there are nice guys out there.
Yeah.
I just think she doesn't know.
Well, see, that's sheltered. The thing. Everybody keeps telling her the same thing, and I feel like it's. Yeah, we all agree that that's the right thing, but it's sort of unrealistic to expect that you're going to tell someone in Chelsea's position who actually has been doing the same thing for 3 years, hoping and waiting for Adam, right? Just to tell her, you know what, just find somebody else. I mean, of course, she's not. She's just not going to do it that way. It's going to take something that we don't know what it's going to take, but something has got to happen in her mind. And, you know, I think, you know, we're not in predictions yet, but we get a little bit of a taste of it when we see the preview where she's like doing stuff and she's like out and about and having a good time.
I'm telling you, the girl just needs some air.
Okay.
She could have sat outside. That would have helped.
Okay. I agree.
Well, what else significant happened? Because I know we're trying to do a short show today, but.
That's it. Chelsea's boring.
Yeah, that's it. The end. Next.
Exactly. Okay, so who are we doing next? Who are we doing
for Let's go with Caitlyn, just because her storyline, even though... Oh,
yeah,
it was... I disagree with you guys on her already.
Okay.
Every week I listen and I say, what are you guys talking about? I think she... Oh, boy. Ever since they showed last season her meeting with her, like, college counselor.
Yes.
And the college counselor told her, you can't afford to be in college full time. And she said, yes, I can. And she left and she went and got money from Joe. And I thought, what is she doing? Like, she can't afford to be in college full time. And I don't know why she is. And now that she's, like, strapped for cash so bad, she still won't give that up. Like, do a course in the evening online. Do two courses. Like, you don't need to be full-time in school. If you're that strapped for cash, I don't understand where she's going. Like, it drives me nuts.
Well, I can tell, we disagree, but that's cool. You know, we don't want to discourage you from having your own opinion. You should have it.
Now, see that? That's the kind of winning attitude that's going to take this enterprise straight to the top.
Phil has toys. But anyway, that's okay.
Just for that, we got 5 more minutes.
You know what? By the way, just for the listeners, I want you to know that he is in a room. He's locked away. So even if I wanted to come and, like, rip his controllers away and all that stuff, I can't. He's locked in. He's got what we affectionately call booth courage. He's in the booth, and he's got courage because he's in the booth.
Stay with us, folks. Things could break any minute now, but right now... back to our regular program.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, anyway, what I was going to say is that one of the big things to consider here is that young Isaac, is in some very important formative years right now. Okay. Now, so Patty, on one hand, I agree with you that, you know, you got to make sacrifices. You know, you look at whatever hand you've been dealt by life, mm-hmm. and you got to make the best of it and make smart decisions. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what I know about the system and the way child support works and everything is that if, let's say, Caitlin, for example, she's working part-time, she's not making what a person who works for minimum wage and they work 40 hours a week. That's a full-time job, and that's the lowest you could make, okay? So what happens is she's not doing that. So she's making less than minimum wage. Mm-hmm. When the court system... does a calculation to establish what the child support will be, what Joe has to pay. Please understand, everyone, that they impose minimum wage on the party that's either not working or isn't working full time. So it's actually the case that even if she went and worked full time at McDonald's or whatever for 40 hours a week at the minimum wage, it would not reduce or change the amount of child support that's ordered, right? So she has the advantage of being able to help her son, you know, be a mother to her son during the formative years he's going through now, mm-hmm. and not feel bad that, oh, I'm taking advantage of Joe because if I just worked more hours or I had a better job, then he would have to pay less. It's actually not the case.
But it's funny that she wasn't so concerned with that extra money for Isaac until her car broke down or she got in a crash. Like, if this would have been from the beginning, like, these are the terms of the custody and you are going to have to give me child support, maybe I would be convinced. But it was like, oh, I want the expensive car. Oh, by the way, Joe, you need to give me money. Like, maybe it was edited that way, but I don't know.
When she went to buy the car, did you think she chose the more expensive one? I thought she took...
Oh, yeah.
I thought she took the one that didn't...
He showed her...
Yeah.
He showed her one that was $1,000 and one that was $2,000, and she bought the $2,000 one, even though it only had two doors, and she has to squeeze this little baby in the back.
Okay, see, I think I missed the price difference between the two, because I thought she took the two-door, even though it was less convenient, because it was cheaper.
No.
But okay,
I think it's more expensive. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's more expensive.
No, you know what?
I remember yelling at the TV.
Yeah, no, I'll defer to you. I'll say, you know what? You could be right about that. But okay, so then... yes, a person can, we can look at all of their decisions right. and say, oh man, you shouldn't have bought this. You know, you should buy, you shouldn't buy the brand name food. You should buy the plain wrap brand or whatever. You know, right. there's lots of judgment calls, but you can't, I don't think it's safe for us to assume that there's one right way to do everything.
No, there isn't. You know? And, and that's the trouble that you end up having to go through when parents don't stay together. When, you know, both mom and dad don't stay together, there's consequences that everybody pays. That's why I think the show, it's not only for girls, don't get pregnant. It's also for boys, don't get 16 years pregnant, because you can end up like Joe, paying money that you don't feel she deserves or the baby deserves. And, you know, I understand what Patty is saying. And I, you know, I'm on both sides sometimes because, you know, Joe is privileged to have his parents. She's not. But I also felt a little unfair. She did mention, you know, she's never asked for anything from him.
Right.
And I always remember what she said. It's not his fault that I am alone. It's not his fault.
Right.
It's not. I did not like when you know, she said, I've never asked him for money. And when I do, he wants us to go to the store and both of us pay half.
Yeah.
That I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, he lives with her. I don't know. You know more about the child support rules. I don't know if he can actually charge her for babysitting because his brother's the one that babysits. So we don't know. I don't think she's paying for that. I don't know if that would minimize Joe's payments.
Right.
You know, I don't know anything about that in that area. But I'm losing my thought.
That's okay. Well, I can tell you child care is completely separate from child support.
Right.
And in most cases, the court will rule that child support has to be equally paid for by both parents. And that's only if, though, the child support, I'm sorry, the child care is work-related or school-related.
In this case, it's both.
Yeah,
for
it's
both.
Both
of them.
And so if she had to pay for a babysitter, then Joe would be obliged to pay half of that.
So here's what I was going to say when I just remembered. What I don't like is he is fighting about the amount,
right.
but not once do we hear him say, I think this is too much, but I'm willing to give you this much.
Right.
Do you agree? Because you can't do that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
You
don't
do that.
Don't sit there and fight with, and then have no money. Well, then give her whatever you think and then fight.
Mention,
you know,
an amount.
Give something.
Say, look, I don't think this is fair. Because at some point, she seems like she also thinks it's a lot of money she's getting. Yeah. Because let's not forget, he's also, aside from the $400 and something, there's another $88 to pay whatever he hasn't paid her yet.
Right, right. They do that in payments.
Right.
He's doing little installments to cover what he owed
in the past.
Right,
so it's $400 and something plus the $88. But not once do we hear him or her say, well, how much do you think it's fair, Joe? Or, hey, Kaylin, this is too much, but I'm willing to do it, before they even go to court.
Yeah, we
now they're paying lawyer fees.
Talk to him before. She didn't even give him the chance to say that. He might have. He's hard to read, but he might have said, okay, instead of doing court, I'll give you $300 or something.
He is hard to read.
Like, she always goes behind everybody's back and does all these little sneaky things. She just did it again with him. I'll go behind your back and go to court, not even mention until afterwards.
Well, okay, so, I mean, you know, and I feel like I'm defending Kaylin here, but sneaky, I think that what she does is she realizes that, you know what, at the end of the day,
she's alone.
And so I'm not going to cater to everyone else's individual little desires and needs because I have to take care of this. And that car accident was like the catalyst to her filing for this. But I think it was because she's, in my opinion, she's the type of person where if she doesn't need it, she's not going to ask for it. But she got to a position where a breaking point, when she was on the phone and she had bills being racked up because where the car was and she had to pay for it and to get it removed, where's she going to get the money and they're not offering enough and she's got to get another car on top of that. It was overwhelming and she realized, you know what? This is why I'm not supposed to be having to do this alone. This is why there is such a thing as child support. I'm just going to get what is rightfully, you know, I'm supposed to get to help my son.
Right.
So that's why I think, and, you know, she's on the up.
And I think the whole doing things behind people's back, I think she, this is why, again, we always say she's too mature. I mean, she's very mature. She learned at a young age, I cannot count on people.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for anyone to feel sorry for me. I need to take care of myself, which is most of us can say for ourselves. I mean, we're still, you know, 30, 40, and you see so many people, they still don't get it.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself. There's no one else to take care of yourself. And she keeps reminding Joe, I need the money for Isaac.
Yeah.
But again, it could be, I mean, maybe we don't get to see it if she asks, pay me at least this or give me at least this, or if he offered something and she just said no. Yeah. We don't know, and I don't think they would show
that. No, and I don't agree with, there's really almost nothing I agree with what Joe says. And in fact, in my opinion, the laws that are in place to provide child support and to protect is exactly to protect against people like Joe, that they kind of formulate what is common sense to them, right. and it misses the mark. It misses the mark. So that's where I see Phil moving around in the booth, yes, with that courage. Okay, so let's move on, unless we're missing something big with our good friend Kaylin.
No. I think we've covered her.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about Leah.
Yes.
Which I don't know what you guys, and Patty, you're brand new to me, but I don't know what you ladies are going to think of what I'm about to say, mm-hmm, but I was, mm-hmm, so impressed with Leah in this episode. I was so impressed with how well she communicated with her husband, and she didn't react to him right away. She didn't go off on him. Uh-huh. It was when she had to go through that experience of bathing her kids in that cold basement.
Spider.
I couldn't believe how bad. Was it a spider or a cricket?
I don't know. It looked like a big spider. But, you know, when they first shot her there, I thought she was out looking at houses.
That's what I thought, too. I thought she was at some broken down, okay, yeah, we can fix this up. This is under construction, or this was an abandoned house.
I'm like, okay, I see what you're trying to do, girl. Save some money.
That's what I thought.
She's like, turn on the water. What are you doing?
Yeah, and the girl's like, why is the faucet in the ceiling? She said, because it used to have a stand-up shower in here. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's their house. Wow.
It was sad. That part was really sad.
Yes.
I think Corey didn't need to mention the part about the truck, but this part of the show made me wish that there was a confessional part of Teen Mom where, uh-huh, they talked to us.
Yeah.
Because I think what Corey was feeling was he might not make it as a coal miner. He might not pass that test and get that job. And here's Leah planning this house, and they're going to move, and they're going to have all these changes. Uh-huh. But he doesn't have that job yet. So maybe he's just scared. I can't commit to getting a new house because he might not make it. And I wish that we just could have had him talk to us and tell us that. But then that's a little bit of, I think he was scared. He's like, let's not rush into this. He doesn't have that new job yet.
Yes.
So
No.
He was jumping the gun a bit, but
he was
sad.
That's a good thought. But then he wanted to take the money that they
and
were going to
buy a truck.
Yeah, so, and he said, I need a truck. And so she.
And he's driving a truck.
Right, and he just got one 4 months ago. And she's questioning that, saying, well, dude, okay, if you want to stay here and save money so that we can be ready, blah, 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 then you shouldn't be buying a truck with the money we're going to use in the house. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know. And she's,
no sense.
She's got it pretty tough with the twins. We got one of them that's got medical issues, and
she's
there's the drive.
Around.
And she's like, and unfortunately, and you know, and we know they're not together now. Corey just doesn't see how big of a deal this is, dude. I mean, look, I saw so many opportunities for him to say, you know what, baby, I can see now in your eyes, mm-hmm, that what you're telling me is so important that I need to go ahead and maybe change what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really had a lot of opportunity, and it's tough because there's pride. I mean, he's the man. He's trying to lead the family. He's trying to make what he thinks is the best decision. But, yo, I mean, at some point when your wife says, I'm going to get a trailer, you can come if you want to, or you can stay. You
but
know,
I'm
then,
done. I'm
then,
leaving.
Yeah, then it's time to like reconsider and think about things a little differently. I mean, I'm not a fan of giving in to, you know, threats or anything, but I don't feel that she was doing it maliciously.
I think she was just doing it.
I think she was being honest. I do not want to have to take my kids down to that basement for one more bath
anymore. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was funny that they didn't say bathe my kids down. They said bath them. Did you notice that, Patty?
Yeah, of course. I always need the subtitles for them because I'm from Canada, so that's a real bad American accent. So I always need the subtitles for them.
Well, and the other one I caught, which you know, I apologize, Leah, because I like you and everything. But when they stopped at the new place, and she leaned her head out the window and said to the guy, "Is the schools good here?" I was going,
I can't understand anything you're saying.
Yeah, I just was like, okay, yes, you know, for you, any school's good. No, that's mean. I take that back.
Oh my God.
I take it that's mean. I said I'm sorry ahead of time.
See what happens though when you don't go to school and stay in school.
I take that back. I'm just kidding. Okay, but so anything else with Leah so that we can satisfy Phil?
No, I mean, I think I'm wondering. I still don't know. I'm wondering if this is where we start seeing this relationship go down.
If this is it. When she talked to her parents and she told them, you know what? One day we were all good and everything was great. We want to do everything together. And she goes, the next minute, all of a sudden, boom, we don't want to have anything to do with each other. And I was like, wow. I mean, I could see it on her face.
It's true. But, you know, now we get to see she really tried. She was really trying to make up for that whole cheating when she did it. And For the whole season, Corey doesn't seem to be there. He does not seem to. This is not the Corey we saw crying and in love and saying, "I love you. You ruined this. You know, I want it." That's not him anymore. Something changed here.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah, I think he feels his inability to make her happy is what I think he feels. Mm. I think he feels like, you know what. The only reason she's not with somebody else is because I got her trapped in the house.
I got her pregnant.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
And she's, you know, always talking about wanting to have this big family.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But like I said, you know what? I feel like she really tried. I'm so proud of how she communicated. Mm-hmm. You know, she didn't react. I thought it was really good. I thought he had lots of opportunities to do what our next person was really hoping would happen and be sort of man that comes in and says, baby, it's okay. Right. You know what? We're going to do it exactly the way you need it done. And I'm talking about Janelle, of course.
Yes, let's move on to Janelle.
Okay. Janelle. I gained some new insight into Janelle on this episode.
Which, you know, it's funny. I'll mention this during our
news and gossip.
But
so my thing with Janelle. Okay, so just to recap. End of last episode, her and Kiefer reunited, right? And they were going to try to work on, I don't remember, how did it end last episode?
They're going to take things slow.
Yeah. They're going to take things slow. And yes, and that's when they were on the stoop talking on the stairs, right? Okay. And so this one opens up, right? Things haven't been going good with me and Kiefer. And I'm like, okay, what else is new? But why?
By the way, I can never know the difference between episodes because Kiefer, does he ever take off that green sweater?
No, That's one of the things. I was going to wear my black hoodie today in honor of
MTV's of not Kiefer, paying him enough.
But it doesn't. It's not green.
No one cares.
They care. That's why we're on the show, Phil. They care about the green sweater thing. But anyway, Kiefer apparently is talking to other girls, okay? So now,
and in this episode specifically, his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but I mean, what? Hold on, right? Janelle is saying, "I'm pissed off at Kiefer. We're not doing good because he's talking to other girls." And I'm like, okay, first of all, that's more than one. That's plural. Mm-hmm. And if you know that your man is talking to other girls, what is it that you're gonna do about it? You know, what are you going to do about it? You're just going to cross your arms and then wait for him to come in the room and he says, what's wrong? And she says, I'm pissed. And, you know, and he's like,
no, she didn't. What she's going to do is she's going to try to scare the ish out of him by going full blown in her little racing car.
Well, that was after. I'm talking about in the very beginning.
Tried to kill him, actually. Did you see when he tried to kill him?
God, they are so dangerous. They are so volatile. I can't believe it. I mean, he tries to get it out of the car. He puts his foot out, and she races the car. But anyway, so here's my thing. So he's supposedly texting or talking to other girls. What I picked up on was when they were in the car at the gas station or wherever, where she pulled away, before she pulled away, she says to him, who are you texting? Right? And he says, nobody. You know, don't worry about it. And she goes, who are you texting? Right? And she's now there in this, like, where she's giving him orders. Give me the phone. Let me see it. Tell me who you're texting. Okay, if it's not a girl, then call him. He's like, it's not a girl. He says, it's some dude that hit me, that, you know, messaged me from Facebook and saying, what's up? Or whatever he said, something. I'm like, okay. So now we know that he's on Facebook, which is fine. Everybody's on Facebook except me. So now that we know he's on Facebook, which means that he's an MTV reality person who's on Facebook, yo, he's going to get hit up with thousands of random everything most of them are probably going to be girls and say, Janelle, don't treat you right. I would treat you right. And blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
I'm matching hoodies with you, boy.
Right, right, right. All that stuff. And so apparently, according to Janelle, he's not allowed to interact with any of them ever.
Ever.
Right? And so she sees the area code he's texting from. And I'm tripping because if this dude is actually trying to be with Janelle and he's not trying to cause trouble and he's actually not doing anything wrong, why in the world would he lie and say, I'm not texting a girl? Because later he shows her the text and you know, according to her, it's all innocent, which I think that was completely fake, completely staged. I don't believe it at all. I believe that there was other texts.
And he deleted it.
Yeah, other? I think he hid that. I think he set that up. Or it was a different girl, and a different girl in a 508
okay,
area code.
Ed, so, all right.
Whatever. So I think Kiefer pulled a fast one there.
Okay.
She was already screaming at him in the car, though. If he would have said, yeah, it's a girl, she would have punched him in the face. Like, yeah. He had no choice but to
deny.
Well,
wait a minute. What are we saying? He's scared?
Well, I think when you're dealing with a girl like this, yes.
She would have pushed him out and ran him over. She was so mad. As soon as she noticed him texting, she was already, like, lost her mind. So I think he was okay to deny it until she calms down and then maybe say something. But
Okay. So we've got a note from Courageous Booth, Courageous fill in over there that we've got a short show. We've got 5 minutes left,
so we're gonna zip through a couple
of things.
Let's just add the gut. Phil, I'm going to add the gossip with Janelle since we're talking about it.
AfterBuzz TV.
Now, let me get mine real quick. My news is that in my opinion, what Janelle is possibly suffering from is a disorder in the brain, an imbalance, which requires in her frontal lobe, she doesn't get proper stimulation in her frontal lobe. Hold on. Let me tell you. No, wait. So what she has to do is she has to create conflict in her life. And that will stimulate the frontal lobe. It's something that ADD and ADHD kids suffer from.
That's why they argue. Classic her.
Okay, Ed.
So
you were close to that. So let me tell you. Not only was she hospitalized with kidney infection today, she's now out of the hospital. But she tweeted about her bipolar disorder.
Yeah. So it was something along those lines.
She is bipolar disorder. She also tweeted she is now taking medicine and is happier than ever.
Good. She needs balance.
I also don't think it helps. So when you have a teenager that's bipolar and an abusive mother, like she
right.
Does. So right. To me, helping anything. Her mom is so abusive to her.
She's getting better. Mom's getting better.
And also, I'm not sure if we ever reported this, but she's been in and out of the hospital, not only with this disorder, she was also diagnosed with an ovarian cyst last July.
Didn't know that.
And was also in strep throat. I mean, she's been going through all this stuff this whole year.
Yeah.
And then now bipolar disorder. And real fast, I'm sure some of us heard this because this just came in. Leah, who was, we thought, pregnant with twins, has miscarried. She miscarried as of today, but it looks like it was only one baby. Either way, it's sad to hear that.
That was pretty good, Phil. I like that. That's pretty good. Aww.
So she's doing well.
Okay. So right. She won't be the next
she
Kate
won't
plus
be
eight.
Exactly.
Isn't that what she wanted?
Kate, yes.
Yeah,
she wanted twins. And
good
this
luck.
Is for you, Ed. Farrah.
Oh, yeah, Farrah.
Farrah is back in the news. Maybe she got tired of, you know, being out of the loop, but she had a Twitter war between Farrah, the Kardashians, and Demi Lovato, and I actually got to read some of the tweets, and they, you know, she got Kourtney Kardashian very upset talking about,
she
I don't know why
baby.
She's pregnant, hasn't she learned from Teen Mom? Kourtney replied, like, girl, I'm 32, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Teen Mom.
So Patty, we're so glad you called in, and thank you for what you
Patty.
Added. And please keep in touch. You can tweet me at Ed Bowling. Isabel doesn't tweet. She does Facebook.
I tweet. Now,
but she's like got some kind of fake name on Facebook. Yeah. She's an alter ego. So our prediction is that we have a short show. And for me, Isabel, and Patty, our guests, we thank you. And we are very glad that everyone was able to make it. And we'll see you next Tuesday, next Wednesday.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.